Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, why and how liberals can fight back. It's not been a good few months for liberals, city dwellers, experts, gay people who want equal rights, women who don't want a president who boasts about sexually assaulting them, people of colour who want to be heard. We have been castigated as an elite that's out of touch with people's real concerns. Apparently, we have been numb to the fact that this is a divided world.
The nomination, when we had elites coming on here saying there was no way he was going to win the Republican nomination.
And that he connected with Americans.
I know
when he referred to some illegal immigrants as rapists, that bothered people.
Didn't bother me.
Therefore, we need to give up on our beliefs and leave the stage to politicians now confident to display in public their isolationist views, their sexism and homophobia, their belief that all people are not born equal.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on?
Well, sorry, but we're not going anywhere, and we're not shutting up. The use of the word elite to describe those of us who believe in education, equality, and opportunity for all is particularly pernicious. It's said with a sneer and suggests that those in the elite somehow think they are better than everyone else. It's intended to divide. More than that, it's an attempt to suggest that there are fewer of us than there really are. A reminder, more than 62 million people voted for Hillary Clinton, while in the UK, 16 million voted to remain in the European Union. Those voters are not the elite. In the UK, they number 48%, in the US, 51%. We need to remember we have strength in numbers. And we also need to remember that we're right. There is nothing wrong with believing in equality, that everyone should be allowed to marry regardless of their sexuality, that women should not be sexually assaulted, verbally abused in the street or discriminated against at work, that black people should not be racially abused or targeted by the police because of the colour of their skin. There is nothing wrong in being an expert, in getting an education, specialising in a chosen field and then using that knowledge to better understand the world around us. There is nothing wrong with being cosmopolitan, learning a language, understanding another culture, mixing with people who are from different parts of the world. Oh, and here, let us pause for a moment and consider the absurdity that we, the ones with passports, the one with friends, family and colleagues from around the world, we are the ones who are accused of living in a bubble. But liberals also need to remember this. Right now, we are losing. Not by much, but by enough. Therefore, we need to fight for our values as vigorously as they do for theirs. We need to be as adept at using language as they are. We need to be as smart at engaging with people who don't automatically agree with us as they are. Now is not the time to hide away, to lick our wounds, to meekly accept that the battle is lost. Now is the time for liberals to stand proud and fight for what we believe in. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.